SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Pakistan preparing to host another round of U.S.-Iran talks this week, but questions remain about whether those talks will take place, especially given the American seizure of an Iranian cargo vessel that the U.S. says was a blockade runner.
Even before this incident, Iranian officials had been responding with a stony silence to this swirl of media reports coming out of the United States, including from President Trump, that the talks would take place on Tuesday. But media here, aligned to the powerful Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, had been saying that no decision to attend would be taken as long as the U.S. naval blockade of Iran's ports remained in force.
The BBC's Lise Doucette in Tehran. There's been a series of arson attacks on Jewish targets around London. British police say they're investigating whether Iranian proxies, including a group called the Islamic Movement of the Companions of the Right, was involved.
The conflict in the Middle East continues to evolve. Counterterrorism policing and our partners remain alive to the threat of Iranian hostile activity in the UK. We are aware of public reporting that suggests this group may have links to Iran.
Vicky Evans with the London Metropolitan Police speaking with Sky News. Shreveport, Louisiana is the scene of the nation's deadliest shooting in more than 2 years. A man killed eight youngsters, including seven of his own children. He shot and wounded two women as well before he was shot dead by police following a vehicle chase. Several University of Iowa students, among five people injured yesterday's early morning shooting near the University of Iowa, Iowa City campus. So far, there have been no arrests. On Wall Street, the Dow is now 24 points higher. This is SRN News. A new persecution report focusing on abductions.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that while many Christians are killed or physically abused for their faith, a large number are also kidnapped. Sometimes the kidnappers, often radical Muslims, want ransom from the victim's family. But often the person abducted is a young Christian woman who is then subjected to a forced marriage. GCR says Mexico had the most kidnappings over the last 2 years, followed by Nigeria and India. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the midst of the Iran war, Christian ministries abroad continue spreading the gospel, and television's a big part of that. For two decades, Christian TV channels produced in the U.S. and Europe have made their way into Iranian homes. Thousands of satellite dishes dot the rooftops of Tehran and other Iranian cities, picking up signals that originate far beyond Iran's borders, despite the government's opposition. Tracking who's actually watching those channels is extremely challenging. This is SRN News. Word to the wise for anyone planning on booking a flight anytime soon.
Experts say booking earlier and staying flexible on dates, destinations, and departure airports can help reduce your cost. Packing light means avoiding rising baggage fees. Using airline points or signing up for a travel credit card are other ways to make flights more affordable. And officials caution consumers against purchasing basic economy tickets. Even though they are the cheapest, they may rule out refunds or credits if you need to cancel. Jason Walker reporting.
Elon Musk has been summoned to Paris, part of an investigation of alleged misconduct on the social media platform X. French authorities looking into the spread of child sexual abuse materials as well as deep fake content. It is a voluntary interview. More details, srnnews.com.